With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is reacting to the resignation of the director of the U.S. Secret Service. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
The president, who had expressed support for Kimberly Cheadle after the Trump assassination attempt, issued a written statement thanking her for her public service. He said the independent review into the Trump rally security lapse will continue. Mr. Biden said, "We all know what happened that day can never happen again." And the president plans to appoint a new director of the Secret Service soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden, who has been sidelined with COVID, is scheduled to address the nation Wednesday night on his plans for the rest of his term. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's leader visits the U.S. Capitol in what is sure to be a high-profile test of diplomacy, politics, and security.
Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, visiting at a fraught time for Israel, the U.S., and Palestinians. At stake are hopes for progress and efforts to mediate an end to the nine-month Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli leader will meet with U.S. officials and be warmly welcomed by House Speaker Mike Johnson, who helped organize his address to a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday. Biden has been recovering from COVID, but sources and the Israeli leader both say they are expected to meet.
This will be an opportunity to thank him for the things he did for Israel in the war and during his long and distinguished career in public service.
The White House says Vice President Harris will meet with him separately. Jennifer King, Washington.
Mudslides triggered by heavy rain in a remote part of Ethiopia have killed at least 229 people. Local authorities say many victims were killed while trying to rescue survivors from an earlier mudslide. Many people still unaccounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow is dropping 24 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 10. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaches out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. homes of worship have closed their doors in recent years. But some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia has done that. This is SRN News. A Southwest Airlines flight came perilously close to going into the drink.
Federal officials are investigating an incident in which a Southwest Airlines jet flew as low as 150 feet over water while it was still about 5 miles from its intended landing spot in Tampa, Florida. The incident happened earlier this month. The Federal Aviation Administration said Monday that it's investigating. Information from Flight Radar 24 shows the plane at low altitude over Old Tampa Bay on July 14th. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. customers who brought a new General Motors vehicle last quarter paid an average of just under $49,900, a price that helped push the company's net income 15% above a year ago. The Detroit automaker said it made $2.92 billion from April through June. Shares of GM jumped 5%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.